about how you set about working with the text or with the translations? And do you focus in on a particular poem or read a sequence? How do you go about it?
Well, if I start with the ones that were contained within the works, which are the where I've recontextualised the 17 epodes of Horace. I initially chose that because, not having come across classical work before, I wanted what seemed to me a manageable chunk of work to have a look at. And 17 poems seemed to me to be a manageable chunk. So I started reading the epodes, and I just started to read them in order that they were presented. I was using the West translation for these. And what was wonderful for me with these was, for a long time, I had in the back of my mind the idea to write some poems about the place where I was brought up in Thornaby on Teesside, about my childhood and so on. And I had deliberately shied away from that idea because I didn't want to be doing too much autobiographical writing. I was shying away from it. There were poems I wanted to write and wouldn't allow myself to write until I read Horace's epodes. And I know there's this big debate among academics. Some people say he's autobiographic in his writing, some people say he isn't. Coming at it from the point of view of a practicing poet who doesn't know whether they're autobiographical or not, I just went with my own gut reaction, and my own gut reaction is, this man is in these poems, because I was picking up his sense of humour, I was picking up just the humanness of the man and the humanness of the situations about which he was writing. And I thought, well, I don't care what anybody else says. To me, these smack of autobiographical work. And somehow that freed me. I felt very freed then to write the epodes and just reset them into a completely world, into a world that I'd experienced. And some of the characters in there are fictional. Some are a mixture of several. They're like morphed characters. I've morphed two or three people together to make one character. And some of them are very much based on fact.
What about the formal elements? I mean, Horace's approach in the epodes have been, you know, very distinctive in formal terms. And how consciously do you work with that?
I sort of took the trouble to read a bit about an epode and how it was that they were used to be used, the part of the performance poetry in a way, and how, you know, the longer and shorter lines. And I must confess, I set myself, apart from trying to recontextualise all the epodes, I set myself an additional task in the writing of the epodes. I haven't done that in what I'm working on now, I'll come back to that later. But when I was looking at the epodes, I deliberately took the David West translation, and by and large, you will find, if you look at the West translation, each epode, as represented by mine, has the same line lengths, the same number of lines, the same stanza breaks, and in the main, the same syllable counts per line. But that was quite a deliberate ploy. It was a discipline I imposed upon myself to see if I could do it.